This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Saturday Magazine.
We've got Fiona Patton on the line, so a quick good morning and Merry Christmas to you, Fiona.
Good morning, Merry Christmas to you too. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Now, what's your plans for today, Fiona? A bit of Terps and Tucker?
Absolutely. That's exactly what we're doing. We're up in the mountains, and the internet's broken. So,
oh, you're probably you're on the NBN, are you?
Yes, exactly. We're on the NBN. Oh, so it's really remote. We've just got some mates coming over for cheer.
You should make the most of being offline. That's a great opportunity just to line. Yeah,
I know.
Get away
honestly,
from it.
I haven't missed it for a second.
a big group, fantastic. Fiona, a small group?
There's going to be eight of us, all adults. We put a bit of practice in last night, and I think we're set for the task.
And who's doing the cooking today, Fiona?
What's that?
Who's doing the cooking today?
Well, all of us are. So we've got a Thai friend coming, so she's doing some Thai food. We've got a turkey being cooked somewhere in the bush. And, and I'm doing a bunch of stuff, and it's all down by the river under trees.
Lovely.
Yeah, it'd be great.
And the weather's right. It's going to be the right temperature too. Perfect.
Couldn't be more perfect, and I'm watching kangaroos outside my back door.
Oh, sounds idyllic, yeah.
I know, it is. Except for Robbie's got the mower going.
Oh, someone else is
Australian that's a good Australian. You've got to have the mower going.
Why listen to the lovely birds and the silence?
That's right. Give the victor a run.
Exactly.
In terms of a message for our listeners, Fiona, because so many people, are doing, what you're doing and what I'll be doing soon, and, that they're getting ready for lunch. But there's a lot of people, that are just listening and we don't know what their circumstances are. What's your message?
Look, I think today is a day to really take the day off, and that means, doing something good for yourself, enjoying this, making sure you try and make the most of today.
Yeah.
One way or another, big or small. I think it's we don't get many days of the year where pretty much everything closes down.
Yeah.
Except, of course, Joy.
Yes.
Keeping everyone company. But, I think it's a day to really do something nice for yourself.
That's a nice message. And what is 2018?
It's been a big year.
It's been a big year. We finally achieved marriage equality, assisted dying, injecting rooms.
Which has been your biggest moment, Fiona? What do you think has been the big one for you?
Marriage equality was huge. It was up in the federal. Being part of the voluntary assisted dying process, debate and final passing of the bill, I think is something that all of us will take to our graves remembering. So I think that was a really important thing. Obviously, the supervised injecting centre, it's about change, not only saving lives, but changing our approach to drug use. And I think it's pretty impressive that Victoria has been able to do that. So, I think it's been a huge year in so many areas. But, assisted dying is something we'll all remember forever.
If at the start of 2017 we said to you, we're going to achieve marriage equality this year, we're going to achieve the voluntary assisted dying, and we're going to have injecting rooms. Yeah. You probably would have put me on the breathalyzer.
That's right. I think in the back of my mind, I would have thought, well, if we get one of those, that's a bloody good year. To get the hat trick, to get all three, it shows the community that we live in. you know, this wouldn't happen if our community didn't support it.
Yeah.
And when I say our community, I don't just mean the Joy community. I mean our Victorian community.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think it's a great step forward that Victoria is actually leading the way in some of those other social policies, because, you know, marriage equality is fantastic and it is long overdue, but, you know, to put the act together to get the assisted dying bill through and also the great work on the injecting rooms just means that the rest of Australia has got a role model they can start looking at to build on.
Yes, well, that's right. And when you look back at the history of those two things, I mean, I went to the 44th AGM 2 months ago of the Dying with Dignity Association. So they have been campaigning for 44 years.
Wow.
And, you know, people have been campaigning. Robert Richter, David Stanley, Pennington have been campaigning for safe injecting since the early 90s. So, yeah, so two things that, well, marriage equality wasn't even on the horizon back then, was it?
No, and I mean, when you think, you know, that voluntary assisted dying, you know, people... people had pretty strong feelings about this, but the time was right, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Look, it was the first thing I said when I was my election, successful election was announced, and there was a quick press conference. It was the first thing I said I wanted to do. And I remember Jeff Kennett coming up to me at the inauguration telling me how I'm very disappointed in you, Ms. Patton. As in, I thought, you know, sex fight, I thought it was all going to be fun and, you know, don't get me wrong, I support Dying with Dignity, but I didn't, you know, I thought you'd do something else.
Well...
But, you know, the timing was right, you know.
You know, a politician that sticks to the policies they're elected on is always a novel concept, isn't it?
Did I just say that?
Controversial
maybe,
for Christmas Day.
Maybe it's naivety. Maybe I didn't know that that's not what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Fiona, what are you looking forward to in 2018?
Well, I'm looking forward to the election, which is in, you know, November next year. So that will be a focus on the second half of the year, no doubt. But I've first read a bill, as we talked about on Saturday Mag, that mag about religious exemptions. And I think with marriage equality going through, it's also time, and people are talking about religious freedoms. Well, let's actually talk about some of the freedoms that they currently have, which maybe they shouldn't have.
Freedom from tax.
Freedom from tax. But also freedom to discriminate against anyone they like.
Mm.
You know, is that necessary?
Well, I think as we flagged on the show, Fiona, that the discussion and the debate about religious freedoms, which will be next year, I see that as just as big a challenge as our fight for marriage equality, because it's actually not about religious freedom. It's about turning back the clock. To enable religious institutions to discriminate even more against us. And people should be, on this most Christian of days...
That's right.
..should understand, and, you know, I'd encourage people, and people are going to accuse me of bashing the church. I'm not.
Mm.
People are entitled to their beliefs, and I respect them. The institution needs to learn one word, and that is respect. And perhaps they need to read their franchise manual again to actually understand what Christianity is about.
Yeah.
So this fight about religious freedoms on this most Christian of days is really going to define Australia in 2018.
That's right. See, I think, you know, if you're taking one of the, you know, the Abraham messages, whether it's Muslim, Judaism, or Christianity, or any of those Abraham religions, this day is about, you know, treating people equally. Isn't that the message of their day, that, you know, that everyone, you know, had a place in heaven, and that all God's creatures were, you know, well, I can't remember, I'm not religious, so I don't know, sacred? Precious.
But that's exactly the point, isn't it? Is that depending on which franchise you subscribe to, everyone has their own views and beliefs, but nobody should be discriminated against, irrespective of who they are or what they pray
to. And remember that a belief is something you adopt. Sexuality is something that you are.
That you are. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Anyway, deep and meaningful on Christmas Day.
On a a less serious note, on a perhaps less, I don't think it's controversial, but it has been a big year. It's been a big year for you. You've changed the name of your party from the Sex Party to the Reason Party, which has caused enormous disappointment to so many politicians because they love the whole idea. I think they love the idea of having a sex party, not actually the sex party.
That's right. That's right. Well, Daniel Andrews did this slideshow where, a bit like a Bob Dylan thing where he had the white sheets of paper and was comparing Victoria to New South Wales. And one of the slides was New South Wales has Fred Nile, Victoria has the sex party.
Yes.
there has been much disappointment amongst my colleagues. But look, we had to do something. And, I think to attract a broader range of supporters, I think we've reached our limits with sex. We're not changing our policies, but we are expanding them.
Yeah. It was a good name to start off with. I still like I still like the name.
Are you suggesting you still like sex?
And I can absolutely promise you that we won't take ourselves too seriously.
Yeah.
And we will be irreverent. We will stick to, the policies that we say we're going to do. But, we're not going to, we're not going to turn into, we're not going to follow in the footsteps of the other guys.
No. Well, you have a nice day.
You too. Accompanied by, for calling.
Accompanied by the lawnmower and the kangaroos.
I know. The kangaroo doesn't seem to care about the lawnmower.
No. Well, don't forget kangaroo. If it doesn't like it, it'll just hop over and
whack it with his tail.
Kick the driver of the mower in the nuts.
I must say, I'm getting over the mower.
I don't know. I quite like the sound of a lawnmower. I think it's a very Australian thing.
Even on Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, you'd be washing the car next.
My father always used to mow the grass before Christmas lunch.
You've got to get the cricket pitch in.
Yeah.
Fiona, have a fantastic Christmas. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Too. Thank you. Merry. Bye.
Now, I've actually had a couple of SMS messages. Had one from John Borghetti, CEO of Virgin Australia. He says, we look great in the picture, Paul.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks, John.
So proud that Virgin is a sponsor of the station and the show and wishes all our listeners a very, very Merry Christmas and a happy day.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.